Vibhu.
I'm Ria.
And I'm Skanda.
And we are interns from the Valley School and have been at R2 for the last 2 weeks as part of our school's work experience program. We are here with Shree, who has mentored us for our time at R2.
Hi, I'm Shree. I do storytelling work at R2, which is work to do with research, communications and strategy. And it's been quite exciting to have the kids from the Valley here with us for the past couple of weeks.
While interning at R2, we read the book Originals by Adam Grant and thought it would be interesting to see its relevance not only for R2 but also for other startups and organizations. We'll be exploring this book through its various themes over the course of 5 episodes.
In the first episode, we'll be discussing the definition of originals, which has been explored in various contexts throughout the book.
The first definition of the word originals, as introduced in this book, comes from its differentiation from creativity. The author talks about how, while creativity is the ability to have new ideas, an original takes a step to initiate the idea. In a sense, then creativity is not to be original. To be truly original, there needs to be an initiative as well. Originality is creativity plus initiative. It's a step ahead.
So an example that this book talks about to explain this concept is that of the well-known American e-commerce eyewear brand, which is Warby Parker. The story of Warby Parker is quite interesting. So it's a story of 4 students who sort of set out to revolutionize an industry in 2008. They were constantly faced by the issue of eyewear being too expensive. As students, they were unable to pay these exorbitant prices. Some of them had even duct taped their old broken sets of glasses. And finally, sick and tired of this, they decided to explore why eyewear cost as much as it did. And they figured out that it was possible to sell glasses that were much cheaper, because actually the industry was being monopolized by just one giant brand, which is Luxottica. So they decided to sell glasses at $95 that were traditionally being sold in a store for $500. And this is sort of what led them to be as revolutionary as they are. They knew that people would be skeptical of buying eyewear online, and so what they decided to do was create a feature where the customer could try the frames on at home before actually purchasing it. And this is what set them apart. The fact is not that they had that they were selling glasses as such that was revolutionary. This is a product that already exists. But the idea of being able to sell it online at much cheaper and asking the why question as to why was it expensive to start off in the first place. So we can say that not because they were the first ones to come up with this idea or even face the problem, but they were original because they were definitely the first to have taken the initiative to implement it.
So the first and most important understanding of original that we encountered in the book is that it takes more than just creativity to be truly original. It takes initiative as well. The action of actually going out and working to bring alive the creative idea that one started out with. Well, so how does one take initiative and take that first step from creativity to originality? So the first step to do so is to challenge the status quo and find the fault in the default. The book talks about a study conducted by economist Michael Huseman to see why certain customer service agents studied in their jobs longer had significantly higher sales, shorter call times, and happier customers. Interestingly, he realized that the answer lay in the internet browser they used. Firefox and Chrome users had better performance and higher customer satisfaction as compared to Safari and Internet Explorer users. After several hypotheses, he discovered that the difference was not in the browser itself, but how they obtained the browser. Safari and Internet Explorer were pre-installed browsers, while Chrome and Firefox required an active initiative to use. This means that the ones who used Safari and Firefox were okay with the default, never bothering to question it, while the ones that used Chrome and Firefox actively sought to look out for better options, finding more resourceful ways. This was a representation of their normal thinking.
An important takeaway for an organization or an individual to be original is that they need to be willing to question the status quo and take a further step to execute their ideas with grit, persistence, and they must be able to follow through and take the idea to the next level. This is what makes something or someone truly original. Originality also depends on amount of control and commitment one feels in a difficult situation. Control is the control over the situation and how likely it is to change. Commitment is the commitment or responsibility one feels towards the situation. Grant talks about 4 ways in which people respond to difficult situations based on this. The first is indifference. That is, when there is zero control over the situation or commitment to the place, people tend to be indifferent. A suitable example would be not voting because one doesn't think politics will change or they don't care much about politics.
The second is persistence. which is when one has no control, but they have commitment. So one example of this could be women in unhappy marriages, men or women actually for that matter, before divorce became socially acceptable. So this was a situation where you have no control over your marriage because you don't think that it's going to, you're going to be able to change it much, but you're committed because you don't have a choice, and so you persist because you feel responsible for the marriage.
The third is exit, which happens when you feel a sense of control but no sense of commitment. One wants to change things, but they're not committed to the place anymore. The example of this would be people leaving an organization because they disagree with the work culture. They want the culture to change but feel no responsibility over the place, hence prefer leaving it instead of trying to bring about any difference. The last one is boys. Here a person has both control and commitment. People can speak up and find ways to do something about the difficult situation. This is the most original because here there's not only creativity but also initiative, by questioning the status quo and taking control of the situation by executing the change.
Originality is also seen to exist in two forms. You have conceptual innovation and experimental innovation. So conceptual innovators are the ones that formulate one big idea and set out to execute it. While experimental innovators, on the other hand, they create slowly through trial and error. So conceptual innovators hit their peak at early stages in their life when they're struck with one big idea because it's easier to look at things fresh or chance upon something original that way when you're younger. Whereas experimental innovators, they eventually build on their idea by trial and error, slowly piecing together their innovation, and so they hit their peak at later stages in their life. So a classic example in film, for example, would be that of Orson Welles and Alfred Hitchcock. So Welles made his first successful feature film, Citizen Kane, at the age of 25, being a conceptual innovator, while all of Hitchcock's most successful films were 3 decades into his career, like Vertigo, North by Northwest, and Psycho.
So conceptual innovation is quicker, and it almost strikes the person, and that's why it happens fast. Experimental innovation requires a longer period of time to accumulate the required knowledge and skill, and therefore results in a more sustainable and long-lasting source of originality. Conceptual innovators have a top-down approach in which they arrive at one big idea, that is creativity and innovative. But they may go on to view most other things in their life through the lens of that one idea. Experimental innovators, however, have a bottom-up approach. That is, they piece together the smaller segments and create the bigger picture.
Most generally, startups have a conceptual innovative approach, which is useful when you have to create the breakthrough idea. This isn't sufficient or sustainable in the later stages, since one always needs another lens. There is always a need for constant editing and improvement, which can be successfully done through experimental innovation. This is necessary as the market is always changing, and for any product or company to thrive and make progress, it is necessary for them to be constantly able to look at their product or idea afresh and make changes and improvements that are in line with the current market trend. This is only possible with experimentation, otherwise the risk is of getting trapped within the lens of the conceptual innovation. Grant says that while conceptual innovation is a sprint, experimental innovation is more like a marathon.
With this, we wrap up episode 1, and we would like to leave you with a thought that you can carry through your week. According to you, what does it take to be original, and how far is it possible to apply it in all aspects of your life? Hope you all enjoyed it, and we promise to have shorter episodes.